This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The days of using a simple scarecrow to protect farm fields from bird damage are mostly limited to gardens or Hollywood tales like The Wizard of Oz. In South Dakota, blackbirds, starlings, and other birds can cause tremendous damage, especially in sunflowers. Traditional methods to scare them away are often impractical, labor-intensive, and costly on a large scale. One SDSU researcher is adapting laser technology for modern cropping systems, building on his experience with sweet corn in New York State.
They have the laser in use in New York area, Rochester, the area they have sweet corn, and they are using it. So the good news is they already done it. All we need to do is follow them.
SDSU Extension Precision Agriculture Specialist Ali Nafchi is exploring how lasers can help mitigate bird damage in South Dakota crops. The big difference between sweet corn patches in New York and sunflower fields here is size. Nafchi says while lasers can reach up to a mile, shorter distances may work better.
Still, we don't want to go with very powerful laser. We want to have it in lower range, but increase the number of laser in different locations.
Nafchi is partnering with several South Dakota farmers to test what he calls a laser scarecrow. The solar-operated system could offer a humane and sustainable tool to reduce bird damage. To learn more about precision agriculture technology, visit extension.sdstate.edu.